I mean, that was powerful. When I saw that, amen, the trick baby, saints of God, God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. And I mean, that was about as weak as you can go, amen. But it's a great example of the power of God and his word. Because I said last week that our strength comes from above, amen. And as I listened to the trick baby, I saw God's strength, his real strength. He said he came from the lowest of low, the guttermost, he said. And he suffered so much abuse, saints. And when he had given up and was ready to die, he was at his lowest moment. Amen. See, when you get to your lowest moment, God's strength is made perfect in you. Here steps a woman in with a Gideon Bible. Steps in with the word of God. He's at his lowest moment. He's ready to die. He's been abused all his life. Amen. The man said he read, 2,000 scriptures did he say was in him? He filled himself up with the word. That's strength, saints. God is his word. Our strength comes from above. This is just perfect proof that how the word of God can transform us. Amen. It's full of strength. See, God's word is so powerful, saints. But take it from him. That's why he says, you have heard that it had been said. Amen. But he's talking about the flesh. Because in the Old Testament, it's still talking about helping your enemy. Amen. But look at verse 44. Matthew 5 and 44 says, but I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Hon, this takes pure strength from the Lord, saints. When I used to hear these scriptures, I'm like, that don't make no sense. Because I was in my flesh. Amen. But in the spirit, I can do it. Because I can do all things. In Christ, I can do it. Amen. You can't do it without God, saints. You cannot pray for them that use you and despitefully use you and persecute you. You can't do that without God. Look at verse 45. It says, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and send the rain on the just and on the unjust. See, children of God don't hate their enemies. It says, when you do this, so you may be the children of your Father. That's the only way you can do it. Amen. Children of the Father don't hate their enemies. We pray for them. Amen. Prayer is real important. Look at verse 46. For if you love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? See, it's saying, if you just love them that love you, saints, you gain nothing. Amen. It says sinners do that. Thank you, Lord. See, you got to remember, our duty is to save the lost, saints. And we cannot mimic how they act or let them turn our hearts and begin acting like they act. Amen. This is how the world acts. You hate them, they hate you. Amen. Some are just haters. They're going to act up. They have never been taught this word. They don't know this word. So they're in the flesh. That's how they're going to act. You know, it's a saying. I think this came out of Creflo Church. What do you say? Birds fly, fish swim, and haters hate. That's just the truth. They don't know the word. Amen. So that's what we're seeing a lot of. If they knew this word, they wouldn't act like that. But they don't know this word. They're in the flesh. That's how flesh acts. Okay, let's go to verse, 45? Let's go to 46. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? So say, if you just love the people that love you, you're not gaining anything, saints. Sinners do that. That's how the world does. Look at 47. And if ye salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? See, if you are only kind to your friends, saints, what makes you different than the sinners? Because they do that. Amen. Amen. We are strengthened from God to love like he loves. agape style, unconditional love. Amen. That's how we want to love them. Look at verse 48. It says, be ye therefore what, saints? Perfect. Even as your Father which in heaven is perfect. See, the will of God is for us to be perfect, just like him. That's why we say, I and the Father are one. Amen. God wants us to be perfect just like he is. So when we read scriptures like that, love, that's what the trick baby had. You know, you all know he could have hated everybody. Look what they was doing to him. Amen. They was abusing him everywhere he went. He was a trick. He was a trick baby is a baby that was born by a prostitute. Okay? That's why they wanted to kill him. The pimp is saying, I can't have no baby. This gonna mess my money up. He tried to kill him, poking him and doing all different things to him while he's in the mother's womb. Say, but God. God is awesome. Our strength comes from the Lord. Amen. The devil was trying to kill him in the womb. You can see why, because he said he ended the thing saying, when that lady brought that word to me and I got that word inside of me, I went back and saved my whole family. Lord have mercy. That's why the devil wanted to kill him. You think he wanted him to go back and save his whole family? And what a testimony. He said, just look at me. Now, you don't have no excuses. You know, we like to make excuses. Well, see, my childhood was bad. And if this person, my daddy left, and he had it all. Amen. Everything that happened to him, killing him before he even got here in the womb. Oh, I wanted you all to see that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Let me give you all a winning formula. Y'all want a winning formula for some strength? I'm going to give it to you in Ephesians. Turn to Ephesians chapter 6. I want to give you all a real working winning formula. And it's found in Ephesians chapter 6. This is the formula for some strength in God. This one is tried and tested. It works. Amen. Because I read that in Matthew, and it's just like, what? Love my enemies. That's a tough one. Amen. You only can do that from the Lord. That's the only way you can get that one done. Huh? Pray for them that hate you. And are you all doing that? I'll say, so y'all doing that, the ones that really don't like y'all, y'all praying for them. Say, maybe not. What'd you say, Latia? Maybe not. Huh, I saw the look on your face. Start doing it. Start trying to, Latia, and watch what happens. You'll be shocked. Amen. All right, here we go. You all at Ephesians chapter 6. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Here we go. Look at verse 1. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. See, now the word of God is a double-edged sword, right? It cuts both ways. So what this scripture is saying is our children should really obey their parents that are in the Lord. And I always catch that piece, in the Lord, because some parents that are not in the Lord, you can't listen to them. I mean, they might lead you astray. Huh, the trick baby's mom, she wasn't in the Lord. Huh, she's out turning tricks. Amen. She was not in the Lord. Amen. He couldn't follow her. And look what happened. She with a madam. The madam hate men. I mean, just crazy stuff. Amen. But this scripture says, follow the ones that, if your parents are in the Lord, you should be obeying them. Y'all heard that? It says, obey your parents that's in the Lord. Now, here's the other edge of the sword. Because we're God's children too. Amen. So our children should obey us in the Lord. And we are God's children, so we must obey as well. Amen. Everybody obey. That's why the Lord is telling them to obey us, because he's going to lead us to show them what they should be doing. Amen. Look at verse 2. It says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. So it says, if you honor your father and your mother, and then it talks about this commandment here being the first one that has a promise attached to it. Amen. What's the promise? What's the promise attached to honoring your father and mother? Look at verse 3. I'm going to show you the promise. that it may be well with thee. See, if you, when you honor your mother and father, it'll go well with you. When you honor your father, listen to me, saints, it'll go well with you. Amen. That's what makes your life go well. Oh, y'all got to hear that one. It says that it will go well with you and thou mayest live long on the earth. So when you honor your mother and father, it's saying that your life is going to go well and you're going to have a long life. And I can give you an example of one that didn't. It was a guy I knew, lived across the street from us. He just used to cuss his mama out. He would just cuss her out. He would get that alcohol in him and cuss her out. And we would all be on the block like, that's horrible. How can he talk to his mother like that? You know, we just wanted to do something to him. Amen. And he would just cuss her out. And he was no longer, he left real soon. Amen. I don't even think he made it to 25. Nice guy, I thought. We used to love, we had fun with him. But when he go to drinking, all bets was off. Amen. The scripture is real. If you honor your mother and father, this scripture has a promise attached to it. You will, things will go well with you, and you will live long on the earth. Amen. Look at verse 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. See, it's telling us fathers, you know, it's like when you leave your kids, you know what you're really doing? When you with your wife and you say, I'm done, I'm out of this relationship, and you got kids and you leave them, you're provoking them. Believe what I tell you. You are provoking those children. Amen? That's one way you can provoke them. Just leave them. Don't spend no time with them. Amen? You're provoking them. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Look at verse 5. It says, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of heart, as unto Christ. What this is really saying is the ones who have the rule over you, work with the ones that have the rule over you as unto the Lord. So when you're at work and you may have a supervisor or boss that's really, you know, is just hard. Amen. You know they hard. But what the scripture is saying is don't do your work as though you're working for them. Because you're going to have a problem. You're not going to do it right. Because you know this person is ridiculous. You know, they asking me to do, you know, just, they irritate me. They bother me. You can't work. You can't do your job as though you're working for them. You got to do your job as though you're working for the Lord. That's what the scripture is saying. Amen. Look at verse 6. It says, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. So it's saying, don't do what you're supposed to do when you're being watched. That's eye service. Amen. I'm just going to please my watch. While he watching me, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. It says, do the right thing from your heart. Do the will of God from your heart. That's what the scripture is really saying. Amen. Not because they're watching you. Amen. Trying to show you this winning formula for strength from God. Look at verse 7. With good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Saying that to us again. Work as if you're working unto the Lord and not men. Because God's rewards is going to supersede man's reward. Amen. I remember doing something before and somebody said, you know what, I'm going to really take care of you on this one. And I knew they wasn't going to do nothing. But I said, Lord, I know you're going to take care of me on this. Look, I just want the reward from the Lord. He know how to reward you. Amen. Please hear me. When God rewards you, it's nothing like when man rewards you. Amen. So if you're working for man's reward, you're working backwards. Amen. Work for the reward that comes from God. He knows everything you need. And he got cattle on 1,000. He know how to bless you. Amen. Look at verse 8. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. See, when you're doing that good thing, the reward comes from God. And it's saying no matter who you are, bond, free, well, whoever you are, that reward is coming from God. If you're working as though you're working for him. Amen. Look at verse 9. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing. Do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of persons with him. So he's saying, if you are the boss and you're in control, you do the same thing. Amen. Don't be forbearing, threatening them. Don't work. Don't be over them, leading them like that. Amen. And God said, he don't care who you, he doesn't have respect of persons. This is for everybody. Every supervisor, every leader, every boss, every pastor. Amen. Look at verse 10. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Where does our strength come from? The Lord. It said, brethren, be strong in the Lord. Amen. Our strength is from the Lord and his power. Amen. And it's telling us, finally, make sure your strength is in the Lord. That's what it's saying again and again. This is the formula right here. Here we go. Look at verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now we're getting deep into the formula. It says God's armor is strength, saints of God. We want to put on all of it because the devil is wild. That's what it's saying. See, when you put on God's armor, it protects you from the wiles because the devil is throwing all kind of stuff at us. Amen. And without the armor, you're not going to be able to protect yourself. Our strength is in God. Amen. So he's telling us here, put the armor on. Look, and he's even telling us why. Look at verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is why we got to love our enemies right here. Saints, because it's not the person. See, you say we're not wrestling with flesh and blood. We think it is. It looked like this person is jacked up. They're just trying to hurt me. They're trying to get at me any way they can get at me. They just constantly coming at me. But it's not them. It's that spiritual wickedness that's controlling them. See, this thing is spiritual. So that's why you got to love them and pray for them. See, it's not the person, saints of God. It's not the flesh and blood. It's the rulers of darkness. The principalities, the spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what's coming against you. Amen? Amen. Look at verse 13. It says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Amen? See, the evil is coming, saints. And it's coming from a dark place. We got to take the whole armor of God. Amen. That's what this scripture is saying. So in that evil day, so we know that evil day is coming. Amen. We looking at a lot of it right now in everyday life. Are we looking at this evil? Look what's going on today, saints of God. I mean, we're seeing things that we just never saw before. Amen. No respect for the police at all. Amen. And a lot of people think, well, the chickens are coming home the roof. They a lot of them were doing wrong, and a lot of them were. But I mean, today, it's just every man for himself. People doing anything. Amen. Just no respect for life at all. Lord, have mercy. We got to put the whole armor of God on, saints, because our strength is in that. Look what it says in verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. See, when you know the truth, which is God's word, and our righteousness is in Christ, amen, not in us. God said our righteousness is like filthy rags. The truth of the matter is God's word and his righteousness is what is the breastplate of righteousness. And what we gird our loins with is truth, which is the word. Amen. When you have those two on, it's hard for Satan to attack you. Amen. It's hard for him to attack you. Look at 15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. See, we stand strong because of the gospel, saints. It's good news. It has prepared us. And we have made peace with God by faith in Jesus. That's what it's saying. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Who all want a peaceful lifestyle? I know I do. We want to live in peace, don't we? We don't want that drama-filled lives. Amen. Listen to me, Courtney. We want a peaceful lifestyle. Amen. We want to speak peaceful and be peaceful all the time. Amen. That's just the way of life. I'm so glad God took all that drama out of my life. He strengthened me to hear and do his word. And now my life is drama free. It's just so beautiful. Amen. Look at verse 16. It says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. See, Satan is throwing fiery darts at us, saints of God. You know how he does it? He's throwing thoughts at your mind. Those are fiery darts. Do this. Go do that. Why don't you think about doing this? Those are fiery darts. Amen. But it's saying the shield of faith will quench all the fiery darts Satan throws at us. See, what's the shield of faith? The word of faith in Jesus, the word of God. Amen. It's quenching the darts. Quench the darts to put them out, saints. Look at verse 17. It says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. See, we got so many weapons, saints of God. We have too many weapons for the enemy. Amen. It says, take the helmet of salvation. We are saved and have God's word on it. Amen. God said, we saved. We received his son. We saved. Amen. Just all the full armor of God. That's what we got on. And here, look at this beautiful scripture here. Look at verse 18. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So what's our job, saints? To watch and pray. Amen. Is that what Jesus told his disciples? He said, watch and pray. Amen. That's what we have. We watch and we pray, saints. Always. It says, praying always. Amen. Another scripture says, pray without ceasing. Amen. And praying always means on every occasion. In the Spirit. Say, pray in the Spirit. That equals God's Spirit will help you, because sometimes we don't know what to pray for. We don't know. But when we begin to pray in the Spirit gives us utterance. It starts to pray. It knows. Because remember, the fight is spiritual. Amen. Not carnal. We're not in a carnal fight. It's a spiritual fight that we're in. Amen. That's why he doesn't want us to get caught up in flesh and blood. So it says, pray always, praying always, saints of God. We are to be involved in all kinds of prayer. Amen. Every form of prayer is appropriate. We may pray publicly or privately. Amen. In loud cries, in soft whispers, or silently, amen, or deliberately and planned or spontaneously. We can pray while we're sitting down, amen, or standing, or kneeling, or even lying down. Oh, I'm trying to get you all acquainted with this powerful weapon right here, prayer. The early morning prayer. What the brothers say to that? Amen. That early morning prayer is something else. Praise God. At home or in the church, amen, while working or while traveling. Huh? It's saying, all praying always. You got to get this one here. Amen. With hands folded or with your hands raised. With eyes open or with eyes closed. Amen. With head bowed or with a head erect. Praying always. Prayer changes things, saints. Prayer is talking to God. You always want to have that line of communication open. Amen. And what stops you from talking? What really stops us from talking to God? Sin. Huh? When you know you messing up, it'll mess up your prayer life. You don't even want to, man, I can't bring this to God. As a matter of fact, I hope he don't even know. I hope he ain't even looking at me. Huh? It's saying praying always. I'm trying to show you the formula for the strength from God. Amen. This whole armor of God, and prayer is the most important thing. Your communication with God. Amen. You know, if I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, really I get up at 2 sometime, to be ready at 3, to get out to Montgomery at 4, that's real important. You know, if I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, talking about where you going. My neighbor one time was watching me. He's like, where you going this early? He goes to work real early. I said, to the prayer service. At 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm giving y'all the key. This is a powerful key. I'm trying to give it to you. Amen. I'm trying to show you the whole armor of God and how to put it on. Amen. So you can resist the wiles of the devil, because he is wild. Amen. He is wild, and I want to quench all them fiery darts. Amen. Oh, you got to hear me on this one, saints. I gave you every way to pray. Can you think of anything else, Elder Tola? Elder Tola said, I don't know. Elder Tola be getting up, too. I introduced him to that one time. I thought he was going to be a one-hit wonder. I'm like, okay, he beat me. He'd be in front of my door sometime. I'd be like, we got another 20 minutes. What the boy do? Sleep in a car outside? But he knows the importance of it. He sees the benefits, the fruit of it. Amen. It's a great sacrifice. It is a great sacrifice. But I just gotta give it to you all, you know, because it's just so beautiful to get up early in the morning and get with God. Before your phone start going off, before the TV, before everybody start calling you, amen, before the issues of life come rushing into your life. Because you know what it does? I'm going to give you all this revelation. Let me tell you what it really does. When you get up early in the morning and you pray, that's the first thing you do, it cancels out Satan's assignments for that day that he had for you, amen. Because, see, he don't sleep. We sleep. We go to sleep, and Satan don't sleep. It said he's walking around like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour, day and night. So while you sleep, okay, well, what I'm going to do for you, I know what I'll say. I got a trap set for you. But when you get up early and begin to pray to God and communicate, he begins to get rid of all the Satan's plans in your life. He's working with, he's planning your day too, because you're communicating with him. So as soon as you start talking to him, then he's going to start talking back to you. Okay, yeah, you do. This is what you should do today. And then you do this. He start giving you instructions, you know, because he's canceling out Satan's assignment. Amen. Remember, the battle is spiritual. It's not physical. Amen. It is not a physical battle. That's why they say we ain't wrestling with flesh and blood. Amen. You want to get up and get in the spirit. Amen. You want to be led by the spirit, saints of God, correct? Not by the flesh. The flesh will lead you into anything because it is not your friend. Amen. So I'm trying to show you how to get that whole armor of God, the full armor of God, and put it on and walk in it. Amen. Because that's your strength. That's your protection. It comes from the Lord. Look at verse 19. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. So Paul is saying right here, pray for him. Amen. He says, and for me. I'm saying the same thing, saints. Please pray for me. Keep me in your prayers. because I want to speak boldly and make known the mystery of this gospel. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And look at this last verse, verse 20 says, "For I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." See, Paul was in prison. He said, "I'm an ambassador of heaven." Ambassador is a representative of heaven. Amen. But he said, "I'm in bonds down here. I'm in prison." But he still wanted to speak boldly. Amen. Oh, God answers prayer, saints of God. Paul's strength was from the Lord. Amen. All of our strength is from the Lord. Lord, we thank you today for our strength, Lord, and the formula to walk in it, Lord, with your whole armor, showing us how to put it on, and the importance of the number one thing is the communication with you.